我们来举办洗脚礼。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we commence our foot washing sacrament.
我们来唱诗295。
Let us rise and sing hymn 295.
我们现在一起来祷告，求主耶稣带领我们今天下午的圣礼。
Let us kneel down and pray in one accord, ask the Lord to guide our sacraments this afternoon.
我们一起来祈祷。
Let us pray.
我们感谢主耶稣，我们这一次有三位新受洗的同领。
Thank the Lord Jesus, we have three newly baptized members today.
这次灵恩布道会蒙神祝福，我们每一晚的布道会都有很多慕道朋友。
It's indeed a blessed spiritual convocation. Every evening of evangelical service, we had many first-time visitors.
有很多位慕道朋友、主内的同龄来得到宝贵的圣灵。
We also had many of the first-time visitors, as well as our own members, receive the precious Holy Spirit.
流泪撒种要欢呼收割。
They that sow in tears shall reap in joy.
我们三位受洗，其实是很多弟兄姊妹默默的带导带领跟进的结果。
There was a lot of background work that was done in the back, where several people have prayed and nurtured our three newly baptized today.
但是因为我们教会，我们要求的标准都是根据圣经。
And because of the requirements the church has, it's all according to the Bible.
要进窄门。
We have to enter through the narrow gate.
所以要做门主耶稣的门徒，就需要一番的努力。
So to be called a disciple of Christ, there is some work involved.
因此虽然不是人很多，但是非常的宝贵。
And although there are not many, yet it is very precious.
因为圣经说，进到永生这个门，人是少的。
For the Bible states that there are few who can enter through the door.
那我们要根据圣经来为他们举办洗脚礼。
So according to the Bible, we will conduct the foot washing sacrament for our newly baptized.
请我们看约翰福音。
Please turn to the Gospel according to John.
约翰福音13章。
John 13。
在洗脚礼，整本圣经只有约翰福音13章记载。
In the entire Bible, only John chapter 13 records of the foot washing sacrament.
那这洗脚礼的道理可以分作两部分。
The teaching of the foot washing sacrament can be divided into two.
一部分叫做典礼性，跟得救有关。
One is that of a sacrament which pertains to salvation.
那另外一个是教训性，跟每一天的灵修生活有关。
And the other is for teaching, and it has to do with our daily cultivation.
那我们先来看十三章。
So let us read chapter 13.
第三节。
Chapter 13, verse 3. Verse 3, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God.
这里说主耶稣要离开世界回到神那里去。
Here records Jesus about to depart from the world and return to God.
因为他本来是从神那里来。
For he came originally from God.
第四节。
Verse 4, rose from supper and laid aside his garments, took a towel and girded himself.
第五节。
Verse 5, after that he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel with which he was girded.
第七节。第六节。
6, then he came to Simon Peter and Peter said to him, Lord, are you washing my feet?
第七节。
And verse 7, Jesus answered and said to him, what I am doing you do not understand now. But you will know this. You will know after this.
这里主耶稣脱起衣服，然后开始洗门徒的脚。
Here, Jesus disrobed and began to wash his disciples' feet.
那洗到彼得的时候，他就有一个问题。
And when he came to Peter, Peter had a question.
你洗我的脚吗？
Lord, are you washing my feet?
因为人世间的规矩没有老师洗门徒的脚。
Because according to the custom, there is no teacher that would wash the students' feet.
也没有主人洗仆人的脚。
And there is no master that washes the servants' feet.
所以他有一个问题。
And so there he had a question.
但是第七节，主耶稣说：“我做的，你如今不知道。”
But Jesus answered him in verse 7, "What I am doing, you do not understand now."
后来必明白。
But you will know after this.
因为主耶稣讲的话就是灵，就是生命。
Because the words of Jesus Christ are spirit and they are life.
是奥秘。
It is mystery.
所以有时候很难了解。
And it is profound, so oftentimes it is difficult to understand.
那后来, 主耶稣赐了圣灵, 啊, 我们就能够明白。
But after this, after Jesus had the Holy Spirit came down, then they understood.
那第八节, 彼得说, 你永远不可以洗我的脚。
Peter said in verse 8, you shall never wash my feet.
所以他的结论是说他不敢接受主耶稣洗脚。
So his conclusion was that he would not accept the Lord washing his feet.
那主耶稣说,我若不洗你,你就与我无份。
Jesus answered him, if I do not wash you, you have no part with me.
因为这一句话,彼得改变了。
Because of these words, Peter changed his heart.
所以不但我的脚,连手跟头也要洗。
Peter said to him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head.
我若不洗你,你就与我无份。
If I do not wash you, you have no part with me.
所以我们在教会里面根据主耶稣讲的话, 啊, 教会的工人, 啊, 代表主耶稣来洗门, 啊, 洗诸位的脚。
Thus in the church, we follow according to Jesus' words, and the minister, as a servant of God, will wash the disciples' and the members' feet.
那照主耶稣讲的话, 啊, 我们来洗, 洗脚, 是我们跟主有份。
And if we do so according to the Lord's words, we will have part with him.
那很多的事情我们没有办法用理性来了解。
There are many things that we cannot understand through our own reasoning.
比方说洗礼, 在主耶稣的宝血里面洗, 我们的罪。
For example, baptism, using the blood of Jesus, we can wash away our sins.
啊,明明在水里面。
And it is in the water.
啊,为什么说在宝血里面?
So it's clearly in the water. Why do we refer to it as being washed by the blood of Jesus?
这是主耶稣的宝血在灵里面的显现。
But this is the manifestation of the Lord's blood in the Spirit.
所以主开眼睛,就有一些信徒在全世界各地就看到主耶稣的宝血。
So when the Lord opens the hearts and eyes of members, they are able to witness the blood of Christ in the water.
那洗脚礼就是与主有份,我们就照这样来接受。
Lord Jesus says that foot washing is to have a part with him, and thus we accept his words.
因此我们教会把洗脚礼当作一种典礼。
Therefore, our church regards the foot washing as a sacrament.
凡是接受洗礼过的都要接受洗脚礼一次。
Whoever has received baptism shall receive foot washing once.
那洗脚礼还有教训性的道理,跟我们每一个人都有关系。
Foot washing is also able to have a teaching, a lesson for us.
我们现在回来看13章。
Yeah, so let's return back to John 13.
第10节。
John 13, verse 10. Jesus said to him, he who is bathed needs only to wash his feet, but is completely clean. And you are clean, but not all of you.
11节。
11, for he knew who would betray him, therefore he said, you are not all clean.
主耶稣说,你们是干净的,然而不都是干净。
Jesus says, you are clean, but not all of you.
那到底什么意思?
What does that mean?
那11节就解释。
11 explains this.
耶稣原知道要卖他的是谁,所以说你们不都是干净。
For he knew who would betray him, and therefore he said, you are not all clean.
干净就是圣洁,没有罪。
Clean means being holy without sin.
那主耶稣这些门徒,在他的救恩之下都是圣洁的。
So under the salvation of Christ, the disciples were all considered clean.
那有一个没有干净,
but there was one that was not clean.
就是犹大,
that was Judas.
那为什么不干净?
Why was he unclean?
因为他想要卖耶稣,
because he wanted to betray Jesus.
哇,当然这是很大的罪,
and of course, that is a great sin.
所以不干净,
therefore, he is considered not clean.
那主耶稣洗他的脚是希望他能够受感动,能够悔改回头。
Jesus washed his feet in hopes of Judas having a change of heart and repenting and turning back.
那悔改回头,神赦免他,就变干净了。
Repenting and turning back, God would forgive him and he would become clean.
今天,我们接受洗脚,
today, when we receive foot washing,
我们要明白我们的脚是主耶稣洗过的。
We need to understand that our feet have been washed by the Lord Jesus.
所以要走圣洁的道路。
And so we must walk on the holy path.
到现在为止,我们听到最清楚一个见证,就是在加拿大有一个回教徒过来信主的一个姐妹的见证。
And one of the most vivid testimonies we've heard regarding foot washing was one of a Muslim, who was originally, a sister who was originally Muslim, that attended our church in Vancouver.
她是从阿富汗来。
And she was Afghani.
当这个工人在奉耶稣门跟他洗脚，
when the holy worker washed her feet in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
她忽然间看到所有的会众都不见了。
Suddenly, she saw that the entire congregation disappeared.
就看到就是好像主耶稣一样，就跟他洗脚。
The only person she saw was Jesus there washing her feet.
非常感动。
And she was moved so much.
那洗脚礼完了。And after, 这个异象就消失了，诶，会众又在他旁边。
After the foot washing was done, the congregation reappeared, and everything was back to normal.
所以这个洗脚礼啊，提醒我们每一个人的生活需要分别。
So the foot washing teaches us that we need to be able to separate our lives.
有分别叫做圣洁。
We need to be able to separate our lives as holy.
所以我们是天上的国民，住在地上。
We are heavenly citizens dwelling on earth.
我们不要离开世界。
Let us
不要离开世界，这是主耶稣的吩咐。
We are not to leave the world as Jesus commanded.
但是我们不属世界。
But we are not of the world.
那要保守圣洁，这需要神的帮助。
We must keep our holiness, and to do that, we need God's help.
这是第一个属灵的教训。
This is the first spiritual lesson, the teaching from foot washing.
我们看十二节。
Let's read verse 12. So when he had washed their feet, taken his garments, and sat down again, he said to them, Do you know what I have done to you? 13. You call me teacher and Lord, and you say, Well, for so I am. 14. If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet.
这个13节，我们刚刚读的12节、13节。
So in verses 12 and 13,
主耶稣问他说：“我做的你明白吗？”
Jesus asked them, "Do you know what I have done to you?"
我是夫子，是主，我洗你们的脚。
And I am the teacher and the Lord, and I wash your feet.
你们应当彼此洗脚。
So you ought to wash one another's feet.
这个是代表我们教会跟一般社会不一样。
This represents how our church is different from ordinary society or other churches.
有时候人都会问。教会里面谁最大？
Some may wonder who was the greatest in your church.
主耶稣就是头。
Jesus is the head of the church.
那主耶稣所拣选的工人，是神所设立要来服侍众圣徒的。
And the worker that the Lord has chosen is set to serve all the believers.
所以主耶稣说，在天国里面最大的就是服侍人的。
So the Lord Jesus says, the greatest in heaven is the one that serves.
因此他自己做榜样。
And therefore, he made himself an example.
从天上神变成人。
The glorious God in heaven came into this earth as a human being.
这是极大的牺牲。
This is one of the greatest sacrifices.
从人变成仆人。
From not only a human being, but he demoted himself down to a servant in order to wash his disciples' feet.
至高的神成为仆人来洗人的脚。
The exalted and high God became a lowly man to wash his disciples' feet.
这就是教会的精神。
This is the spirit of the church.
每一个人谦卑来服侍别人。
That we should all serve each other with humility.
在谦卑服侍当中，使教会能够合一。
And with this service to each other in humility, this can unite our church.
那当我们在服侍的时候，也提醒我们自己，我们是仆人。
And when we are serving, it also reminds us that we are servants.
我们现在再回来看第一节，13章第一节。
Return back to chapter 13, verse 1. Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come, that he should depart from this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end.
洗脚礼的前面呢，先讲耶稣爱人爱到底。
Before the truth of the foot washing, it records here in John about Jesus loving his own till the end.
什么叫做爱到底？
What does it mean to love them to the end?
就是爱到他生命的最后一口气。
Means loving them to the last breath of his life.
就是爱到他流出最后一滴血。
So loving them until he shed his last drop of blood.
毫无保留。
Leaving nothing behind.
这个叫爱到底。
This is loving one to the end.
所以第一节讲爱到底，然后再开始讲洗脚礼。
So the first verse says he loved them to the end, and then it begins speaking of the foot washing.
那洗脚礼里面包括一个。不可爱的就是犹大。
And there is a blemish in the, or a somewhat of a blemish in foot washing. The teaching is that of Judas.
因为犹大要卖耶稣。
Because he was going to betray Judas, betray Jesus.
那在犹大的心里，耶稣只是值得30块银子。
In the heart of Judas, Jesus was only worth 30 pieces of silver.
但是在主耶稣的心里，犹大值得他牺牲生命来救他。
But in the heart of Lord Jesus, Judas was worth Lord sacrificing his life for him.
这就是人跟神不一样的地方。
This is a difference between a man and God.
所以洗脚礼告诉我们。
Foot washing teaches us
我们要赦免别人
that we need to forgive others,
好像主耶稣赦免犹大一样
just as Lord Jesus forgave Judas.
所以有时候人的关系啊，因为每个人都有缺点，
so sometimes,
会互相的得罪。
Because we have different interpersonal relationships and we each have weaknesses, we may offend each other.
那这个人的缺点要互相赦免。
So we need to forgive each other of our weaknesses.
主耶稣就给我们设下榜样。
And Lord Jesus has established this example for us.
因此，这个洗脚礼不只是为初信的信徒举行。
So foot washing is not only conducted for our newly baptized.
有时候我们信主久了说啊，又是洗脚礼，这个道理听太多了。
For the long believing member, some may feel that I've heard this so many times over again.
但是只要教会里面有一个人，我们跟他相处不好。
But if there's one person who we don't get along with in the church,
对我们来就是新的，这个道理就是新的。
Then the truth in the foot washing is fresh for us.
我们要从心里来接受这个人的软弱缺点，赦免。
We need to truly accept this other person at the bottom of our hearts to forgive them of their weaknesses.
那教会里面每一个人的关系都是新的。
And so everybody's relationship in the church can be renewed.
那我们就在基督的爱里面能够接纳彼此接纳成为一个家庭。
Then we can bear and accept one another in the Lord.
所以这是洗脚礼的道理。
So this is the teaching regarding foot washing.
我们看十七节。
Let's read verse 17. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them.
这里说你们知道这事若去行就有福了。如果我们知道洗脚礼的道理。
If we understand the truth regarding foot washing, and if we do it, then we are blessed.
所以我们要照主耶稣的吩咐来举办洗脚礼。
So we have to conduct the foot washing according to Lord's teachings.
也愿主感动我们，让这个道理存在我们心里，天天去实行。
And may the Lord imprint this lesson on our hearts so that we can carry it out every day.
那这样我们就会得福气。
And then we will be blessed.
我们现在唱诗。
And now let's sing a hymn.
请我们鞋子脱下来，低头默祷。
Ask newly baptized to remove their shoes and say a silent prayer.
洗脚礼到这里结束。
This concludes our foot washing sacrament.
我们一起默祷。
Let us pray in silence.
阿门。我们现在请天主教的办圣餐。
We ask Bishop Tian to conduct the Holy Communion sacrament.